I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the fishing news. It's commercial squid fishing season in Nantucket Sound, and recreational fishermen are enjoying fishing for squid, too, from docks around the region. Joining us from the waterfront on Nantucket to talk about this important fishery is Owen Nichols, Director of Marine Fisheries Research at the Center for Coastal Studies. Hi, Owen.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Owen, these squid migrate into our waters in the spring. Where are they coming from?
So it's our understanding that the squid that we see inshore in spring are migrating in from the edges of the continental shelf. There hasn't really been any tagging work done with squid, so that's really based on inference from commercial fisheries landings and trawl surveys where we see the population moving across the continental shelf from winter to summer.
They're moving in big schools of squid, is that right?
They certainly seem to. Yeah, they exhibit the same schooling and shoaling behavior as many fish do.
Now, I think many people may be familiar with recreational fishing for squid, a fisherman standing on a dock at night, maybe jigging for squid, pulling them up one at a time. But folks might not have an idea of what commercial fishing for squid looks like. Can you describe that?
Yeah, the main way that squid are targeted commercially in Massachusetts waters and around this area are with small mesh trawl. So it's a net that's towed behind a fishing boat moving along the bottom. There's also a weir fishery remaining in Nantucket Sound. They also will land squid, but those are basically the two main methods and have historically been that way here in the state.
And what's the sense of the strength of the squid population right now, and how is it positioned for going forward?
You know, it's difficult to quantify how many squid there are in the ocean. A lot of times our surveys don't overlap with most of the squid based on the timing of the surveys and the squid movement across the shelf. But overall, I would say that the squid population as a whole has been remarkably resilient over the last few decades, despite increased fishing pressure.
Can you give us a sense of the size and scale of the commercial fishery? Is it a very big fishery?
Well, so the commercial squid fishery, the kind of the epicenter of it is down around Rhode Island, Point Judith. There's a fishing fleet there that works offshore throughout much of the winter. There are certainly a lot of local vessels that participate in the fishery as well. We have an inshore fishery here in spring and early summer, and you have boats from Massachusetts there, but also boats from Rhode Island and elsewhere, you know, depending on whether they're fishing in state or federal waters and who's authorized to fish where. But there are a lot of boats out and around Nantucket in spring and summer.
So as a squid researcher, how are you even trying to figure out where the squid are going and why?
So I work in collaboration with commercial fishermen, particularly weir fishermen off Chatham. And so what we can do is because their fish weirs are monitored every day, we have a daily logbook in every trap, and the trap is in the same place every year, checked daily every year. We're building a long-term database of squid occurrence in these traps at these fixed places in space and time, and then we also record environmental factors. So every one of these traps, which is basically 18th century or older fishing technology, is outfitted with at least one modern oceanographic instrument that's recording at a minimum water temperature, but usually other variables like oxygen and salinity. So we're really developing an enhanced understanding of the habitat preference of squid by collecting that information.
It's nice to think of the old technology being married to the new technology.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. You know, it's a fascinating fishery to work in, and we really have coupled two different centuries of technology there to learn something.
What's your personal relation to squid like? Do you like to eat them?
I love to eat squid.
What's your favorite way to prepare them?
Ooh, I like just good old-fashioned calamari, but I've also been working on a baked stuffed squid that's pretty good.
So your studies don't they don't prevent you from enjoying eating squid?
I think they encourage me to enjoy eating squid.
Owen Nichols is Director of Marine Fisheries Research at the Center for Coastal Studies. Owen, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks, Steve.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.